It's the Outside Scary Hotline. It's you on Coast to Coast. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good.
Well, this whole topic you're doing tonight, and by the way, my name's Carl from Plano, Texas.
Sure.
This topic was really pretty interesting, and it reminded me of something I hadn't thought about in a number of years. When I was, young, maybe 12, 13, you know, I'm nearsighted, you know, pretty nearsighted, and I was playing basketball out in a summer camp on the court, and I guess we were goofing around, and we knocked the basketball way up in the air, and it landed in this huge array of bushes, just, you know, real dense, tight bushes, almost like one giant bush.
Yeah.
And it landed on the top of this thing, so I'm like, all right, I'll get it. So it was really hard to crawl into the thing. It was so tight, I had to take my glasses off and get down real low and crawl underneath all the barbs and the leaves. And as I'm working my way into this thing, after a couple minutes, I finally think I'm about in the center. And I stand up and wangle my way around these branches and pretty much standing straight. And I'm looking up, and there it is, all right. At least it looks like it. But I'm kind of wondering why the basketball looks kind of deflated. I'm looking at it, and there's kind of like an ugly hole on the bottom of it. And I'm kind of going, that's odd. Of course, I'm squinting like Clint Eastwood trying to see it clearly. And just wondering why it looks so different when it just bounced on top of this giant bunch of bushes. And as I'm kind of trying to reach up toward it, I'm noticing there's a bunch of little bugs and stuff flying around everywhere. And, of course, I'm focusing closely on my arm where a bunch of them are landing, and it turns out it was a giant hornet's nest.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, the fear hits me, and it's like a shock wave through my system, and I realize, my gosh, this whole thing was shaking when I was crawling up in there, and now I'm scared to death, and I got to crawl out. I can't just turn and run. There's no way to even move. I have to somehow slink back down and get down on my hands and knees and figure out how I got into that thing. And somehow I managed to get out. I was so scared. And I got out of that thing, and I was just white as a ghost that almost passed out. And they asked where the basketball was, and I said, it's in there, but I wouldn't go after it. And I am so glad that I didn't get stung to death.
Oh, my! I was going to say, they would have all attacked you.
Oh, and I couldn't have moved. If they had attacked me then, I would have panicked, and I couldn't have moved one foot in any direction. I would have just been shaking the whole thing up as they were stinging me if they had attacked.
Have you ever been stung by a bee or a wasp?
I had a horsefly bite me in the lip when I was canoeing in a lake once. It took a little chunk out, and that scared me to death right there.
I've been stung one time by a wasp. It somehow got into my pant leg, and I got to tell you, it's as if somebody stabbed you. I mean, it is that sharp a pain.
All I can say is, if you were driving, it's amazing you're alive today, because when you're driving and that happens, you can't think about anything but the
no. And you better pull over, because how many people have gotten into serious car accidents trying to swap those bees? And they go right over the edge or something like that.
That's the scary thing, you know, like, soldier ants. That seems like the tiniest things in life are just as scary as the biggest things.
Hey, you ever stub your baby toe?
Oh, yeah.
Shuts you down. I mean, this little tiny toe, if you stub it, can take this creature we call a human being and just shut him down for a while.
You know, and that explains why elephants are afraid of mice. Same kind of thing, right?
Good point.
Well,
good point.
Thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
Appreciate your call.